TheJud.com's NFL Tackle Podcast with Clint Schaefer and Tom Suit. Now here's Jesse Perry.
Welcome to the NFL Tackle Podcast. I am Jesse Perry, also known as Mangy on the forums, here with a final look back at a memorable 2012 season. Clint and Tom will be here shortly. Like the first half of the 2011 season, the first few weeks of 2011 season, the first few weeks of 2012 were hampered by subpar, flat-out lousy football. In 2011, it was because of the idiotic lockout, as teams scrambled to become a cohesive unit. This year, the bad play was a result of those inglorious bastards known as the replacement refs. Who can forget the Fail Mary in Seattle? Or when Denver's defensive lineman smashed Matt Schaub of the Texans into tiny bits and murdered him. It was just another example of Roger Goodell's commitment to player safety. You dick. As the season began its long march, several teams showed promise before crashing into the mountain. The Arizona Cardinals started 4-0, do you remember that? Before finishing 5-11 and firing their coach, and at one point the Cleveland Browns won 3 games in a row, against the most dreadful teams in the league, but still. The Browns fired their coach as well, and upgraded their defense by hiring a new defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, formerly of the Arizona Cardinals. Son of a bitch. 2012 may be remembered as the year of the rookie, with Andrew Luck, RG3, Russell Wilson, Alfred Morris, Doug Martin, Kendall Wright, and others contributing right away, with Luck, Griffin, and Wilson leading their teams to the playoffs. Really, when you think about it, drafting a QB in the first round this year proved to be a key to success. Except for the Cleveland Browns, who got Brandon Whedon. Let's just move on. It seems the one team that was strong from start to finish was the San Francisco 49ers, a team so well coached they can replace their starting quarterback halfway through the season and not miss a beat. Whether they win or lose the Super Bowl, can we at least agree that Jim Harbaugh is the next great head coach in this league? God bless you, Jim, you magnificent lunatic. And that leads me to my Super Bowl pick. Sorry about that. I can't shake the feeling that the 49ers are going to stomp the Ravens. And that's not just Brown's bias talking, but seriously, burn in hell, Art Modell. Quite simply, I think the 49ers are going to use multiple formations and skill sets to expose the Baltimore Ravens defense as the old, slow unit that they are. There's no denying Baltimore's toughness and will, but I think the 49ers are younger and faster. If Justin Smith is healthy, enough to help Aldon Smith sack Joe Flacco, it's over. I'm going to say 49ers 31-20. Over the Ravens. And remember, I'm always wrong. Thanks to Clint for asking me to help with the NFL Tackle this year. I've had a blast. I hope I get the chance to do this again next year. Now here's Tom and Clint.